Chapter 2. A Party for Senator Julius. Robert and Lucy turned around. A boy was standing staring at them. He was about a year younger than they were. He had very short, dark hair. He wore a long, white tunic down to his knees. The children realized that he was wearing a Roman tunic. He looked just like the Roman children in the film.
"Who are you?" repeated the boy.
"I'm Robert, and this is my cousin Lucy," Robert said.
The boy looked the two children up and down.
"Why are you wearing those strange clothes? And how did you get into my room? Answer me quickly, or I shall call for my slave, Salvius. He will remove you."
"We have come from the future," said Lucy.
"Look!"
She showed the boy the time travel phones.
"Our grandfather invented these so that we could travel through time. We wanted to see what Rome was like in the year 130, and, well, here we are."
The boy stepped closer. He looked at the phones.
"How strange," he murmured.
He stared at the children for a moment or two. Then he smiled.
"I'm Marcus," he said. "Welcome to Rome."
He spread his arm wide.
"This is my room. I sleep here."
"It's very nice," said Lucy.
She looked at Robert. Then she took a deep breath.
"May we stay for a little while to learn about your city?"
"Why not?" said Marcus. "It might be fun to have you here. My father is Magnus Andronicus. I will tell him what you have told me and ask him if you may stay with us."
He pointed to their clothes.
"I'll find you some tunics to wear."
He went to a large wooden chest and pulled out some tunics.
"Put these on. They should fit you."
The children put on the tunics. They felt cool and comfortable.
"Come on," said Marcus.
Marcus took the children down a wide stone staircase. They crossed a hall and went into a large room at the front of the house. Magnus Andronicus was busy reading. But he wasn't reading from a book or a letter. He was reading from a long scroll of paper. When Marcus went into the room, Magnus Andronicus put down the scroll.
"Hello, Marcus," he said. "I was just reading some messages from Senator Julius about the party I am having for him tonight. Is there something you want?"
Marcus introduced Robert and Lucy to his father. He told his father about the time travel phones. Magnus Andronicus was amazed. He sat down and stared at the phones.
"What wonderful inventions," he said. "I am very interested in science. Perhaps one day I will meet your grandfather. He must be a very interesting man to talk to."
He looked up at the children.
"You are welcome to stay here. I hope your stay in Rome is an interesting one."
The children left the room.
"Your father said that he is having a party for Senator Julius tonight," said Lucy. "What is a senator?" "Senators are rich people who meet at the Senate House in Rome to talk about important things and make laws," said Marcus. "My father is a rich merchant. Senator Julius is an important senator. My father is holding a party tonight in honor of Senator Julius. It's going to be a brilliant party."
Just then, Magnus Andronicus came out of his study. He saw the children.
I'm going to collect the little bronze bust that I have had made for Julius, he said. Would you all like to come with me to collect it? It is in the studio at the back of the bronze smith's workshop in the next street.
Oh, yes, please, said the children.
Magnus Andronicus laughed. Come on, then. We must hurry. The party starts soon, and I want everything to be ready.
They walked along the street to the bronzesmith's workshop. Robert and Lucy looked around as they walked. Rome was a hot and dusty city. There were people and animals everywhere. Dogs searched the roads for scraps of food. Cats curled up sleepily in the hot sun. Horses and carts carried people and goods around the city. It was a noisy and busy place. The bronzesmith's workshop was busy. Magnus Andronicus waved to the bronzesmith as he walked in.
Good day to you, he called. Good day, Magnus Andronicus, called the bronzesmith. Come through to the studio, sir. The bronze bust is ready. You'll like it, I think.
The studio was a bright, sunny room. The little bronze bust was on a small table. The bronze sparkled in the bright light. It was magnificent.
What perfection, said Magnus Andronicus. The bronzesmith smiled. He was glad the rich merchant liked his work.
It's lovely, agreed the children.
Magnus Andronicus paid the bronzesmith and carefully carried the bust home. He placed it on a pedestal in the hall so that all the guests could admire it as they came in. Later that night, the guests arrived. Marcus's aunt and uncle came. A girl the same age as Marcus was with them. She was pretty with long dark hair. She had big brown eyes and an even bigger smile. Marcus introduced her to Robert and Lucy.
This is Camilla, my cousin, he said and laughed. We're just like you and Lucy. We're good friends too. Camilla has come to stay for a whole week.
He turned to Camilla.
This is Robert and Lucy, he said.
He hesitated.
They are my friends.
Camilla smiled at them.
I'm pleased to meet you, she said.
Robert and Lucy thought it was interesting that Marcus didn't tell Camilla that they were time travellers. They thought perhaps he didn't want to frighten her. Just then, Senator Julius arrived. Magnus Andronicus went to meet him. He showed him the bronze bust. Julius was delighted with it. He thanked Marcus's father and said it was the best bust he had ever seen. Then, slaves brought food for the guests and the party began. Marcus explained that his father did not allow children at parties. He took the children up the stone staircase. They sat on the upper floor and watched the party below. It was a wonderful sight. There was a lot to eat. Some slaves carried large silver trays full of the most delicious food Robert and Lucy had ever seen.
That's Salvius, said Marcus, pointing to a slave who was standing near the bust on the pedestal. He is my father's best slave.
The children watched as Salvius looked at the bronze bust very carefully. He seemed to be admiring it.
Salvius likes the bust, said Robert.
Marcus laughed.
Well, it is the best bust Senator Julius has ever seen.
It got late. The noise and the heat from the party below made the children feel sleepy. Soon, all four children were fast asleep.